When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
These simple little tools, like when I work with my clients, I give them very simple tools. It's nothing super complicated, because what I've realized is, like the gratitude practice, it seems super simple on the surface, like, oh, okay, I'm just going to feel grateful. But when we do it, we're putting multiple parts of our brain to work, our conscious, our unconscious. And so, you know, these practices have a much bigger effect than we can even understand or realize. Just like the, you know, we're not going out there going, I'm going to look for my new car every moment of the day. Our brain just does it. So these simple things are so profound and work on so many levels.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, Georgian Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today with us, we have an amazing woman. She studied mental health and neuroplasticity, and she is such an amazingly positive person. I just love her vibe, and I'm really happy to have her on and to chat a little bit about gratitude. And also, I think we will go a little bit into self-acceptance. Her name is Jane Tornatore, PhD, or Tornator, if you want the name in English. she is a PhD, and her superpower is using her extensive training and wide-ranging life experiences to help people realign their brain patterns to release unnecessary stress and increase self-acceptance and kindness. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Jane, welcome to the Gratitude Podcast.
Thank you so much, Georgian. I really appreciate being on.
Awesome. It's a real pleasure to have you on, and I'm really curious where our conversation will lead to.
So, me too.
Firstly, let us know a little bit about you, a little bit more about you, and also we will get into how you define gratitude and how you experience it personally.
Okay. Well, let's see. I grew up in a family that didn't feel super safe, and so I learned how not to feel grateful. And I learned to be scared a lot of the time. And, you know, my family was very loving, but, you know, like many families, we had some issues. So at one point in my life, I realized that most of my focus was what was wrong, what I didn't have, what was wrong with me. I didn't feel lovable. Nobody was loving me enough. And I decided, actually it was through to help me with work and to have a sense of having enough money, that I developed a gratitude practice. And since then, and it's life hasn't gotten like magically good and perfect, but I am so much safer and at peace and happier with life as it is here. Now I have my down days, you know, believe me, but in general, I'm like, you know, I'm okay. You know, this is happening. Yeah. I'm still okay. And it'll probably change because it always does. So gratitude has changed for me how I am in my life. And I think my struggles when I was younger for helping me, because the struggles really helped me appreciate who I am now and the life I've chosen to live now.
Wow. That really resonates a lot with me. And when you think about it, it's such a simple thing to do, and we tend to not do it because it's so simple. And I wanted to go into something a little bit deeper. From what I know, when it comes to the feeling of safety, our brain actually is looking for safety and is looking for ways of making sure that we survive. And
right.
Not so much, it doesn't focus as much naturally on the things that are good, because they don't have much value when it comes to survival.
Yeah, they won't kill us.
Exactly. So let's go a little bit deeper into this topic. Like, okay. why are we doing this to ourselves? Like, why do we keep ourselves in this kind of state? And how can we get out of this situation?
Well, you're exactly right. Our brain I like to talk about the ego, not in the way Freud did it, but just in my own version of the ego. And basically, in my view, our ego's job is to keep us alive, as you said. It doesn't care if we thrive. It just wants us to stay alive. And there's some... there's some that believe that the newest part of our brain, the neocortex, is where the ego is based. And the neocortex's job is to basically search for what's wrong, search for danger, search for stuff to fix. Like, it's when, unless we're like, you know, what they call in the flow, we're actively engaged and we're totally in the moment and we aren't having thoughts outside the moment, which is, you know, pretty rare. I get it when I'm in conversation with people, or I'm in the water. Either one, make me happy. But when we're not in the flow, our brain is literally searching for problems. So it's in having a gratitude practice, it's choosing to make a thought interrupt, because our brain naturally searches for problems. You know, there's a theory that, like, you know, most of our thoughts are repetitive. Like, 80% of our thoughts aren't new. They're just thoughts we've had many times before. And like something like 70% of them are negative. So we've got the same negative thoughts going day after day, hour after hour, month after month. But the gratitude practice builds different neural pathways. So we have more of a choice when we're conscious in the moment. We can say, How do I want to feel in this moment? Whether I can, quote, do anything about it or not, how do I want to feel in this moment? And when we've done the gratitude practice, we have enough neural pathways built up, not nearly as many as the worry ones, but enough so we can kind of like step aside and go, I'm going to feel grateful, or I'm going to see what is possible, or I'm going to see how this might help me in the long run. So it simply gives us more options for how we are in the moment. And the practice, as you said, is the important part, because that's what builds up the neural pathway patterns for us to be able to access.
Exactly. The thing that we usually don't realize when it comes to these kinds of things is that we already have a practice and we already have a habit.
Nice.
The issue is that it's not the kind that we want.
Right. Right. And you touched on something that reminded me of the reticular activating system. And that is the part of our brain that searches externally for data that matches our internal beliefs. So that habit, that worry habit that we naturally have, when that's what we focus on, our brain is like, so if I'm looking for ways that I'm not lovable, I'm like, oh, I'm not lovable. My reticular activating system is out there searching for, oh, see, there's a point. They looked away when they saw you coming. Oh, that person isn't calling you back. Oh, so it's looking for data that matches what I believe. But if I go around going, well, you know, I love myself, or I'm lovable. Sometimes I doubt it, but I'm still basically a lovable person. Then I'll think, oh, I had such a great conversation. And oh, that person who doesn't even know me smiled at me. And oh, I'm loving myself. So we can actually cue our brain through stuff like the gratitude practice to actually unconsciously search more for what we are grateful for in our life. Does that make sense?
No, that makes a lot of sense. That makes so much sense. And when I think about the reticular activating system, I think about just, for instance, when you want a new car, you tend to see that car everywhere.
Right. Absolutely.
And that's so simple. Like it's not a coincidence. It's just your brain is actually looking for it. It's paying much more attention to it. And it's the same thing with how things work on the inside for us, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like as you're talking about that, it just reminds me that these simple little tools, like when I work with my clients, I give them very simple tools. It's nothing super complicated, because what I've realized is, like the gratitude practice, it seems super simple on the surface, like, okay, I'm just going to feel grateful. But when we do it, we're putting multiple parts of our brain to work, our conscious, our unconscious. And so, you know, these practices have a much bigger effect than we can even understand or realize. Just like the, you know, we're not going out there going, I'm going to look for my new car every moment of the day. Our brain just does it. So these simple things are so profound and work on so many levels.
Exactly. It's something automatic, and we already do this. And I think this is a really interesting idea to think about, that we are already looking for things. Our subconscious is already looking for things. And like you said, if we are, if we don't like ourselves, or we have some things that we don't like, or we have a bad opinion on about ourselves, mm-hmm. we tend to see that truth in the world. Because our subconscious is looking for ways in which to make us feel right from yes. that point of view, that this is correct. This is how things are. When instead, it's actually something that begins from the inside, and it's really beautiful that it's, when we talk about this, it's actually not that kind of a concept that's, I don't know, spiritual, and it's really hard to grasp, but it's something mm-hmm. really simple and scientific, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Absolutely. Yipper.
Yeah, so we're already doing this. Basically looking for things that usually aren't right. And from some points of view, I believe that it's not entirely bad. Like, there are things that we need to fix that, mm-hmm. That need our attention, but it's really important to balance things out from my point of view, because we sometimes tend to do that so much that we just don't enjoy life. We just solve one problem and another, and we just forget to enjoy life. We forget why we're here, what we're doing actually, and it's really sad. And I think that's where gratitude can really boost our life experience. And I think that's that's very powerful, like what it can do and how it can influence our focus and what we tend to see afterwards.
Yep, absolutely. It changes how we move through the world.
But to get there,
right. Right. Not magically.
Exactly. For me, one thing that was very, very helpful was this part about self-acceptance. Like,
oh yeah.
I had this tendency to see my flaws, like make them bigger than they are or they should be, or just compare myself with other people and not accept parts of myself that aren't as perfect as they seem to be with other people.
Yep.
How can we reach this level of self-acceptance and kindness?
Like gratitude, I see it as a practice. Because, you know, we've got our neocortex working against us. I mean, it's not working against us. It's just keeping us alive, which is super awesome. Because if we weren't alive, we couldn't do a gratitude practice. Exactly. So like when I'm working with my clients or myself, there are parts of myself that I do not like, that I judge, that I beat myself up for. And what I've found is that when I can hold and accept those parts, it doesn't mean, I mean, I get triple bonus points if I can love those parts of me that are so hurt and so scared, because that's usually what they are. But when I can just hold them and go, oh, there you are. You're here. You're scared. You're telling me I'm not lovable. Oh, and if I can hold it as a part of myself versus all of me, it's like, oh, I suck versus, oh, I just made a pretty big mistake. Oh, that's going to suck. Right. Right. But we hold it as a part of ourselves but not all of ourselves. So then we give ourselves some kind of psychological distance from these parts that we don't like. They're still part of us and they always will be. Our habits and our thoughts, they could be there forever. It's how we respond to them. So for me, I first give compassion for the parts of me that are hurting and that do feel like I'm not valuable and that do feel like I'm a failure or, you know, should be ashamed or shouldn't be lovable or any of those parts that always come up from past hurts. So that's where I start. And as far as I can tell so far, and I'm 57, it's a lifelong practice.
Yeah, I think, especially taking into consideration this part, the fact that it's a lifelong process, I think this makes self-acceptance even more important because we're going to live with ourselves
hopefully, the rest of our lives.
Exactly, yeah, for many years to come. And if we manage to accept ourselves and to appreciate ourselves as much as possible, it makes for so much joy and such a great life experience compared to feeling all the time that we are not enough or not good enough, right, or we just don't accept those things that we might feel are unlovable or I don't know, that are not okay with us. And it's a pity because sometimes it's really all in our head, and that's mm-hmm. so funny for me. I mean, not funny, but I was very surprised in many situations to find out that people that from the outside seem to be like wouldn't have any issue, and
right, even, their lives look perfect.
Yeah, even from my point of view, I wouldn't be able to find anything bad with how they look, for instance. Mm-hmm. And I still found some things that weren't perfect, that weren't okay, and they were very self-conscious about them. And this is something that we already all have, actually. And it's mm-hmm. it doesn't matter how perfect you are, you know. This for me it was very very interesting to see. And I at least at to a certain point I thought that okay, I'm I'm just not perfect myself. So probably those people that are perfect from my point of view, they really feel that perfect, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You bring up a beautiful point, because this work on self-acceptance always, always, always leads us to be more accepting and less judgmental of others. Like one of my specialties is working with caregivers of people who have Alzheimer's, and one of my focuses is on, like, you know, take care of you, love yourself more, give yourself self-care, stop beating yourself up for not being, quote, the perfect caregiver to, you know, your loved one. And nobody has ever come back and said, you know, now that I'm taking care of myself and kinder to myself, I'm a sucky caregiver. Like, nobody has ever said that. They all go, I'm more patient, I'm more loving, I'm more kind. They are kinder to the people who, you know, need so much help in their lives. And this is true for all of us. Like, your self-acceptance and your self-compassion leads automatically to, oh, those people, even though I think they look perfect, they're probably hurting too. They have parts of themselves they don't like. And, you know, when we see it in other people, it's heartbreaking. We're like, oh, that is so sad. When we see the parts in ourselves we don't like, our heart gets a little harder. We're like, oh, I shouldn't, you know, but, you know, we harden up versus that openness and softness of compassion. So we get to have that too.
Exactly. And we deserve it. And
yes,
we deserve appreciation. And it's very important to take this time to just think about those things that we appreciate about ourselves, because one of the things that people don't usually think about when it comes to gratitude is that we can be grateful for ourselves as well, like for things that are great about us.
Mm-hmm. And people get so scared about that. They just feel so bad saying, oh, I love this about myself. So I do this type of therapy called SIMS, which stands for Complex Integration of Multiple Brain Systems. And it's awesome. And there's a woman there who's always at the trainings. And she said, you know, when you do something and you feel bad about doing it, like, I'm so proud of myself for accomplishing that project. And then we're like, oh God, I'm so stuck up. I'm so selfish. I'm so blah, blah, blah. She said, but if somebody else were proud of themselves for working really hard and getting something done, we wouldn't judge them. They're like, yeah, yay for you. You go. Exactly, I'm proud of you too, right? So she said, so if it's a good idea for somebody else, but it's not okay for us, she said, 11 times out of 10, we're breaking a family rule. So 11 times out of 10, we grew up going, nope, you do not. Who do you think you are? You're too big for your britches. Shit, you know, sit down. Don't do that. You're embarrassing me. How embarrassing, you know? So most of us learn that it's not okay to be proud of ourselves, because it's, quote, seen as selfish. Because somehow being proud of ourselves has become associated with, I'm better than you. If I'm proud of myself, then I think I'm better than you. Versus, no, I'm just proud of myself. You don't matter as far as that. I mean, you're awesome, but my pride has nothing to do with your value. But we learn that it does somehow.
Exactly. And I think this has a lot to do with comparing ourselves with other people. Because when we accept ourselves, how other people are, it isn't really that relevant. And when we are proud of ourselves, isn't because we are better than other people. It's just that we are proud of ourselves and we appreciate ourselves. And
yeah,
we feel great about what we were able to do or who we are. And the thing is that people who are in this way are very, very likable, very lovable, very, very nice people. And even though they're not perfect, and this is the cool thing, like, there are so many people that maybe, I don't know, it doesn't really matter, but it's like they don't have the characteristics that you think about when it comes to an ideal person. Mm-hmm. And they are still very attractive. They are very fun, very cool. I don't know. You just feel great when you're with them.
You're just attracted to them. Yeah. I think in our as human beings, when we're not, you know, really, really hurt human beings, or even if we've been hurt, but we've done this work for self-compassion and self-acceptance, I think at our heart, we are generous beings. We want the best for everybody. When we are enough, we want enough for everybody. It's like there's no zero-sum game.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With acceptance and compassion. There's no like, I'm sorry, there's a finite amount of compassion and acceptance in the world, and if I take some, you get less. No, it's just like, it multiplies. It's like the more we have, the more we spread actually, and the more other people have, and the more they spread. And it's you know, we make the world a better place by accepting ourselves, like, literally, because we spread that. You know, people feel good around you when you're feeling gratitude, when you're kind to yourself. Then those people feel good, and then when they're around people, those people feel good. And you know, it's like a good infection.
True.
Infecting the world in a good way.
And I think it's easier for us to visualize this and to realize this when we think about the other side of the coin, like
you talk
in a certain way to another person, mm-hmm. and they feel bad or they feel mad as well, and they take that away, and they talk in a mean way to someone else, and this can go on until someone actually stops it and doesn't continue. But it's really how it works. And sometimes we get to be talked bad at just because, I don't know, 10 people, if we go 10 people back, someone was feeling hurt or something, and they took that anger out on someone else. And I think that, you know, this can happen in a positive way as well. And maybe it's not that obvious because it's more soft, I think, and it's not that that easy to recognize, but it's still very amazing.
Yeah, it really is.
Since we're, I know it, you wouldn't expect it, but we are actually nearing the end of our time together.
I know, that went super fast.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe it, even though I'm saying it.
Right.
Let's talk a little bit about the things that you are grateful for and the people that you are grateful for.
Oh, and I love that you asked that question, because you're practicing what you're preaching. That's great.
Exactly.
I have so much gratitude. I'm grateful for the people in my life who are so supportive and always help me see that I'm lovable and that I'm capable and that I'm a good force in the world. And first of those would be my sister, who's just a font of unconditional love, like literally. She's awesome. And my parents, who, you know, they're both past and they both had many struggles. But they always loved me. It's really interesting. They just, you know, I just knew that I was their kid, so they loved me, period. That was super awesome. And then my friends and the people who helped me spread my message out into the world, Dolores Hirschman, who's my wonderful coach and my virtual assistant, Faith, and the all-around good person, Laura Denton, who I just talked to the other night. I hadn't talked to her for a while. And I always get off the phone and I'm like, oh, there's so much good in the world and I'm part of it. And it's just, I love the people who, you know, help me spread positivity in the world by, you know, giving me their positivity.
That's amazing. That's amazing. It's always the people in our life that make us feel grateful and that have such a beautiful and positive effect on us. And I was thinking about how interesting it is when you're engaged in a conversation, you are present. I am connecting this with something that we talked in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And we are out of our heads. We listen to the other person and we tend to focus on different things, especially if it's, of course, a positive conversation. And I think that this is another great idea to actually talk about the things that you're grateful for and share them.
Yes, absolutely. There are people who have gratitude buddies and they just like text each other each morning and or each night and say what they're grateful for. And they always feel good about it. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's a great idea and a really great way of having this engagement as well. Like for people that don't work well just by themselves to write things down, it's a really, really great idea to make this into something interactive and to make this into something that they can share with other people. And I think that this is very powerful. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we're spreading it that much faster.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let us know, where can our audience find you? Where can they get in touch and see your work?
Awesome. Yes, I've got a website, everydaylove.me. And I'm on Facebook under Everyday Love. And if people do Instagram, it's Dr. Jane Tornatore, Dr. JaneTornatore. And I've got a YouTube channel, Everyday Love, but you can't find it unless you also type in Jane Tornatore, because there's an Everyday Love song that like takes all the, like that's always where it goes. So it's a little harder to find me on YouTube unless you put my name too. And all my videos look dorky because the screen capture is just like, really? Like not one single smile. It's fascinating. I have a very mobile face apparently.
Yeah. Like I wouldn't expect that because you're so fun and so full of energy and.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It is delightful. My system just soothes down and feels calmer. When I'm speaking with you, you've got a very lovely, calming, peaceful, accepting kind of energy.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it.
Yay.
Wow. This feels good.
Yay. Oh, awesome. We did our job.
Yeah. I'm hoping that this will get to our listeners as well. And just uplift them and get them on track to feeling even better and even better.
Absolutely.
But, is there something that you would like to share about gratitude that I failed to mention or to ask you at the end of our time together?
Oh, that's a great question. We've covered so much. There's one more thing I was thinking as we were talking about people. Like one of the things that I can unfail, one of the, you know, when those times when it's really hard to be grateful and we're just like, and life just seems to be hitting us and we cannot get behind the gratitude bandwagon. my cats, and for some people, dogs, they are like, they don't judge us. They're just their little personalities, but they're just there. And when I'm having a hard time feeling grateful, I think of my cats and automatically my heart just bursts with warmth. And I think dogs and cats and, you know, for other people, other animals, I think the more we're around them, the more we remember, oh, this isn't about who I am. Like they don't care if somebody yelled at us. They don't care if we screwed up at work. they don't care if we accidentally insulted somebody. They're just there and they're like, hi, you're there. Yay. So they're, for me, a font of unconditional acceptance. They're them and you can be you and it's all good. So I just want to add that for the pet lovers out there. It's like, you know, it's a powerful thing. And I have a friend who did puppy yoga the other day, which she mostly just petted the puppies instead of doing yoga. But they're just, you know, when I'm around, I just saw puppies last weekend and I just felt automatically good. So anyway, if you can get puppies or kittens in your life, do it.
Definitely. I love them too. And I can totally vouch for that as well.
Right? They're powerful little beings.
Exactly. Awesome. So thank you so much for being part of the Gratitude Podcast and for your time and for your presence and for everything that you shared today.
Thank you, Georgian. It was truly my pleasure.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.